This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, in just a year's time, Creekstone Kettleworks in Raymond has created new flavors, expanded their market, and created fundraising opportunities for local groups. And they're also working with local Illinois growers. I caught up with Colleen Weir at the annual Illinois Specialty Growers Conference, and things have certainly changed since our first conversation.
They are growing, Katie. We're working a lot more hours, a lot more employees, and that's exciting. We've added a couple pumpkin patches and orchards, hoping to do that again this year and add some more. And probably one of the biggest changes was just seeing the retail traffic, and part of that's, of course, thanks to you. I'm glad that you like some of our popcorn and talk about it on the air. We had an amazing December. We couldn't even have anticipated the retail traffic in our shop in Raymond. That was exciting and humbling, very humbling to us as well.
Well, it's exciting for me to think back to a year ago when you were just getting started and you had ideas, but you had no idea how many of them would come to life and what business was going to be like, and it's been successful. And we're standing here at your booth, and I don't know how many flavors of popcorn you have on display, but that's changed, too, with the business.
Right. We've grown our flavors. We've developed a pumpkin spice. That's one of our newest innovations that's taking off. Another one that we never really anticipated would go far is the garlic pizza. That's kind of a strange combination, but it's a marinara pepperoni-flavored pizza popcorn mixed with our Parmesan garlic popcorn, which has always been popular, and that's been an exciting one too. But yeah, a year ago, we didn't have our logo yet. We've really kind of honed the business in on into three main areas: wholesale, events, and fundraising. So we'll do events and banquets, weddings, things like that. The fundraising, folks have chosen to either take our popcorn out and earn 40% on it, or take orders for our popcorn. Either way, they earn 40%. And the wholesale side, again, is growing too. We haven't added as many stores as maybe we hoped, but we're going to work on growing that again this year. We're stretching out in all directions. One of our newer retailers is down in Vandalia, so we're headed into the southern part of your listening area now, too. So that's exciting.
That is. It's very exciting. You're expanding. And when you mentioned the events, one thing I wanted you to talk more about are the logos on the popcorn, because you have the ability to customize these.
We do. We do. We started a gift line this fall. And we were blown away by the people who ordered our corporate gift boxes, and we were able to do some custom logos on those. So for seed dealers, we did some custom colored popcorn in their logo colors, custom colored kettle corn, and put their own logo on it along with some of our top sellers, and featured our best flavors in there as well. That was exciting. We had to reorder boxes twice for that. We couldn't anticipate how many we were going to do on that. And then just gift baskets, too, in the shop were taking off like crazy this year. So that was exciting.
All exciting things as your business grows, and it was only the first year, so it's going to be even more exciting to watch it as the years progress. I guess I've asked you, you know, how things have kind of changed. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to mention? I know you've worked with some other local businesses. We've got another popcorn grower in Montgomery County, some work with them.
We have. I want to go back to the labels real quick before I forget, because the Team Spirit popcorn is another thing that we do for teams. So we can do all the local sports teams, feature their logo on the popcorn. They get the kettle corn of their own team colors, and that's been a neat fundraiser. And senior night, special feature, graduations, that kind of thing. So that's been a new product innovation that involves the custom labeling. But yes, as far as getting some locally grown products worked into our popcorn, that's been exciting. We went to the Live Local Food Conference that Farm Bureau put on in the fall, and through that connected with Voss Pecans in Carlisle. So now the pecans that we use in our caramel pecan popcorn and our turtle popcorn, they're locally grown from native Illinois trees. and exciting. You know, it's really exciting to bring that into it. We're also using popcorn that's grown locally in Montgomery County. We used Matt Stolte's Golden Prairie popcorn that pops right on the ear in our gift boxes, and that's been a fun thing to feature this Christmas season as well.
Lots of fun things going on for Creekstone Kettle Works, and if people have heard me talk about it, I love it. So I'm one of your biggest advocates, so I think it all tastes great. But your hours of at your retail site where you do the popping, you have certain hours on certain days. Talk to us about how people could buy some of the kettle corn.
Well, I always say that we're kind of like a factory retail outlet, because it's not really a shopping destination. We're more of a warehouse than anything. We have very limited space. So when you come in, don't be surprised if you see pallets of popcorn boxes, because that's what we do. But yes, we have hours of 9 to 5, usually Tuesday through Thursday in this season. It's our slow season. But whenever you see cars there, you're welcome to stop. Even if it's 9 o'clock at night, we have folks who have stopped in and tried and sampled popcorn and taken some home. And so in the fall, when things pick up, also maybe midsummer, I'm hoping this year it's midsummer. Last year it was September when we switched to a Monday through Friday schedule, 9 to 5.
And very easy to find in Raymond.
Right at the top of the hill as you come into town from the west, and right across from the Dollar General, a little white restaurant building, an old diner I've had people call it, but it's the historic Bergman's Bakery building.
All right, Colleen, thanks so much for your time. It's been great catching up. Anything that we've missed or anything else on your mind that you'd like to mention for people to hear?
Well, you did ask how many flavors. We have 24 right now. Some of our retailers, since last year, we've expanded into the Springfield area, and that is Hy-Vee is the one I want to highlight. They saw us at the Illinois Products Expo and picked up 12 flavors. Now we're up to 14 flavors in Hy-Vee, so that's exciting and very encouraging to see them say, yeah, we believe in your product and we care about your locally produced food, and we want to bring it into our store. So we've been excited for those kinds of opportunities as well.
Colleen Weir of Creekstone Kettle Works in Raymond. And if you'd like more information about the kettle corn, you can find them on Facebook or call 217-246-5355. And we'll have more ag news after these messages. U.S. agriculture is benefiting from trade with Cuba, according to new figures released by the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council. Exports of food and agricultural products from the U.S. to Cuba in November of 2017 were pegged at $21.2 million, compared to just $10.5 million in November of 2016 and $6.2 million in November of 2015. There were also substantial increases in sales of farm equipment and products for hotels and airlines. Chicken in various forms was the biggest export, followed by herbicides. In 2015 and 16, the Obama administration expanded the list of products authorized for export to Cuba from the U.S. as long as the importers were not affiliated with the Cuban government. Further, John Deere and Caterpillar opened agricultural distribution centers and have been the biggest exporters of farm equipment, but neither company has issued sales figures for their operations in the country. A new report by Business Roundtable suggests that ending the North American Free Trade Agreement would result in job losses of more than $1.8 billion in the U.S., as negotiators are meeting in Canada this week, the report was released to urge the administration to take into account the potential damage of withdrawing from NAFTA. Drafting two scenarios, the report considers potential tariff increases by the U.S. on Canada and Mexico, and increases in duties on most favored nation rates, while considering no change in trade between Mexico and Canada. The report finds that most of the job losses would affect workers holding lower-skilled occupations, including production workers in manufacturing and agriculture, and lower-wage workers in services industries. The report estimates that if the U.S. would walk away from the agreement, agriculture exports would fall between 4.7 and 6.6%, up to an initial value loss of $70 million. Meanwhile, the U.S. Grains Council says U.S. corn exports last year were worth $3.2 billion to NAFTA member countries. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.